Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Robert Cray bringing us back 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there. 5 seconds, 15 minutes, whatever time you have on any topic under the Small Business Sun. We got something that will help you there. Check out our newsletter. Subscribe to that when you get a chance and take the poll question right there on the homepage. We want to know what you think. Having a great visit with our good friend Rob Jollis. You can find a lot of stuff he's deposited with us over the years, and it's all still good stuff, folks. Rob's stuff is evergreen. The fundamentals that he's taught us over the years are evergreen. So go see what Rob has said in the past, and as you continue to listen to what he's going to tell us today and in the future. Rob is the author of Mental Agility. Rob, is that your last book? I think it is, isn't it?
Actually, the customer-centered selling book came out in a second edition.
Oh, that's right.
Simon & Schuster. About 6 months ago, so yeah. I pushed clients there.
I got that, and that's the Bible, folks. I recommend, because that's the original, the updated version of the original that I've been telling you about for a long, long time now. Rob has been a member of our Brain Trust for about 8 years now. Hey, Rob, we're talking about the problem with companies not having enough sales, and you say it may be because they're not asking for the business, and I said as we went to the break that there's clearly a training problem. There may be a generational issue, and here's the thing that gets me. Sometimes when I go to do business with somebody, Rob, whether it be in a restaurant or whether I'm spending serious bucks, the people looking at me, when I see them looking at me, I don't see them looking at me the way I look at my customers, or when I was 25 or 30, how I looked at my customers back in those days. I don't see them looking at me as if I am part of the future of their success. I see them looking at me like, well, this is just some guy that came in. I have to wait on him. What do you think?
Well, you could be right. I would hope everybody got the memo and the wake-up call in the last 18 months or so, because if you felt that way, you certainly need to snap out of it.
Rob, what else explains the fact that people still don't say thank you?
You break saying it's either that or it's a training issue. Well, you're talking to a guy who's 25 years in training, so I'm picking door number two.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you that I do believe it's a training issue. I know one trainer out there right now who, in an industry that's still coming back, who's doing very well, and what he does is he actually teaches people how to have dinner with a client, how to go to a cocktail party with a client, basically how to socialize with a client, because it's not being taught in the universities, and I guess mom and dad aren't teaching it around the dinner table.
Well, you know, the thing is, if I were gonna bring on a salesperson right now, I try to observe them dealing with customers, and I wouldn't hire a real salesperson. I mean, somebody I was depending on to bring in a significant amount of business. I wouldn't hire them until I was comfortable with how they felt about customers. Not that they saw customers as prey, but they saw customers as somebody that's important to the company, important to my future. Here's my point, Rob. How else do you explain the fact that people still don't say thank you when you do business with them?
Yeah, it's a very good question, and I'll go a step further. You know, I'm working with a couple of internal sales teams for financial institutions, and they frequently they'll have to make what they call a thank you call, which is a client who's actually sold their product to one of their clients, and they look at the call almost with disdain, like, oh, I gotta take time out of my day to make this call to thank the client. Let's forget about the fact that this is a very fertile ground for more sales when somebody has sold your product and you're thanking them for it. Let's go to just common courtesy.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. You know, have you ever heard of, there's a tape that I used to show at Xerox called Remember Me, and it was a CRM film, and it was just a wonderful film with a client who was being abused at the ticket counter and on the airline at the hotel. And at the end, he looks at the camera and he says, you know, we don't make a big deal. We don't complain. We just don't come back ever.
Right.
And
I'll tell you something.
Support that.
I'll tell you something, Rob. In the second decade of the 21st century, that's the fast lane to irrelevance when you treat people like that.
That's a book title. Hold on to that one. I like that one.
Yeah. Well, I'm serious. Companies have the ability to become irrelevant has been put on steroids in the last 10 years. What do you think?
Well, absolutely, and I might be one of those guys who got the wake up call, because I was a guy who was booked 4 months in advance for 16 years, and then this economy changed, and all of a sudden it was either go back to your basics and practice what you preach, or go get on monster.com.
If your business is not selling as much as you want it to sell to be right now, stop blaming the recession. It might be because your salespeople aren't trained properly. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and then I'll give you a 10 seconds on that one. I will tell you that I would define 2009 in particular as a year where there were no real training budgets, at least in my particular industry. And 2010 and 2011 are years where there is a budget, but it's smaller, which means you're going to have to fight for it. You have to roll up your sleeves and fight. And fight means you're going to have to get in there and earn the right to work with that client.
Well,
not coming to you.
Right. Or if it's in your own company, you need to be thinking about where your priorities are in your own budget. I mean, you know, getting your own people trained. So you got to, you know, is the training budget a stepchild for something else that's maybe not as important? Folks, this is a big deal. I mean, this next where we're going is looking a lot different from where we've been. You've heard me say that before. Our salespeople are going to have to be trained. They're going to have to be good if you're going to be successful. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.